أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. Dear viewers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As you know, the topic under discussion is Islamic applied ethics. In our last session, I talked about faith as the substructure and as the foundation of Islamic applied ethics. I pointed out that Islamic applied ethics rotates around the existence of faith. And it is based on faith that one can understand the essence of Islamic applied ethics. One of the discussion in Islamic applied ethics is dealing with others. How to deal with others, or how to treat others. There are many issues, there are many discussions in relation with dealing with others. But in this session, we are going to talk about a particular issue, that is the issue of benevolence, or being helpful towards others. From the Islamic point of view, it is very much important to be benevolent towards others. It is very much important to be helpful towards your neighbors, towards those who are in need. There are numerous verses and traditions that encourage us to be helpful, that tell us to give humanitarian helps to others. And nowadays, the issue of humanitarian help is a very live issue. And there are many countries who are concerned about humanitarian problems, and they help people when they are in need. For example, when there is flood or when there is an earthquake and the likes, you see that countries come to help those who are in need. And as far as Islam is concerned, Islam is also very much concerned about this issue. Islam gives importance to helping others. And there are many traditions that tell us and that encourage us to help others. I'm going to touch the narrations and the traditions that exist in this connection. One of the traditions that is very much important tells us that benevolence is the culmination of reason. It creates a link between benevolence on the one hand and having a sound reason and a sound intellect on the other. If you are a wise person, if you have a good amount of intellect and reason, then you will be a helpful person. So a wise person is, from the Islamic point of view, a helpful person. The more you are helpful, the more you are, or the wiser you are, and the more intelligent you are. So one of the advantages of benevolence is that it shows your wisdom. Benevolence shows the degree of your wisdom. It shows how wise you are, how intelligent you are. Look at this tradition. It says, رَأْسُ الْأَقْلِ بَعْدَ الدِّينِ التَّوَدُّدْ إِلَى النَّاسِ. It is the culmination of reason. It is the culmination of wisdom after following religion, after accepting religion. What is the culmination of reason? It is the culmination of reason to be friendly towards others. Be friendly. Never be hostile towards others. Never try to make enemies for yourselves. Try to be friendly with others. Try to be helpful. Try to help others when they are in need. وَإِسْتِنَاءُ الْخَيْرِ إِلَىٰ كُلَّ أَحَدٍ. It is the culmination of wisdom to do favor to anyone, whether he is a good person or a bad person. Look how general this tradition is. It talks about helping others, whether they are believers or not, whether they are good or not. Help them. If they are good, help them. And if they are bad, again help them. And never think that the helping should be restricted to those who are good. Look at the life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. The Holy Prophet guided many people because of his nice morality, because of his nice behavior. When a person was disturbing him, in a state of retaliation, he used to do favor to him. And by doing so, he used to create a change in his mind. And as a result, he would change his mindset and he would follow Islam. It is very much important to be helpful to others, to do favor to others. If even Islam tells us to do favors towards those who are not our friends, who are even our enemies, be friendly to them, do favor to them. Because we are not enemies towards each other as a matter of fact. We don't have anything to dispute about. When we actually fight with those who are not believers, we want to bring them to the path of God. We want to guide them towards the path of God. So one of the advantages of benevolence is that it shows the amount of wisdom you have got. And this tradition is found in Wasail al-Shia, volume 16, page number 295. And there are many more traditions that say the same thing, saying that intellect can be showed, intellect can be manifested through your behavior, through your friendly behavior. Another important advantages of benevolence is that it brings about the satisfaction of the Prophet of God. When the Prophet of God, peace be upon him, finds us helping others, he becomes very much pleased. And of course, it is very much important from the Islamic point of view to please the Holy Prophet. If we can please the Holy Prophet, if we can make him happy, that will be a great thing. Because if we were able to make the Holy Prophet pleased, then his actually satisfaction will be a sign of the satisfaction of God. It is tantamount to satisfying God and to pleasing God. Of course, it is very much important to please God. So that to please the Holy Prophet is equal to pleasing God. And look at this tradition. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, says, "Tanafasu fil ma'ruf." Compete each other in doing good deeds. Good deeds are there. We should compete each other to do the good deeds. Tanafasu fil ma'ruf li ikhwanikum. Compete each other in doing favor, in doing good things for your brothers. Who are our brothers? I explained in our previous session that those who are believers, they are our brothers. We must do favor towards our brothers. وَكُونُوا مِنْ أَهْلِهِ and be always people who do good deeds. Do not do good deeds out of chance or randomly. Try to do it systematically and try to be accustomed to doing good deeds. Make it a part of your life to do good deeds. Make it a habit for yourself to do favor to others. فَإِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ بَابًا يُقَالُ لَهُ الْمَعْرُوفُ. The tradition says that there is a door in paradise. Nobody can enter that door except those who do favor to others. Those who do favors to others, they are the people who are qualified to enter through this door. لا يدخله إلا من استنع المعروف في الحياة الدنيا. Nobody can enter this door except those who do good deeds in this world. What are the examples of good deeds? When a person is need, if you help him, it is an example of good deed. If a person falls ill, and if you visit him, it is an example of good deed. When you, of course, give guidance to a person, when you increase the knowledge of a person, it is the example of good deed. And all these things can be the example of good deeds. Of course, there are numerous examples one can do. فَإِنَّ الْعَبْدْ لَيَمْشِ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. If a person, if a slave of God walks or goes to solve the problem of his brother, what will happen? فَيُوَكِّلُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِهِ مَلَكَيْنِ. God appoints two angels. One of these angels stands on the right side of that person and the other on the left side of that person. وَاحِدٌ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ وَآخَرَ عَنْ شِمَالِهِ لَيَسْتَغِفِرُونَ لَهُ. God tell these two angels to ask for divine forgiveness, to ask for this person for divine forgiveness. They ask God to forgive this person. لِيَسْتَغِفِرُونَ لَهُ ربه ويدعون له ويدعون بقضاء حاجته. They ask God to answer his question. Whatever question he has, they ask God to answer those questions. ثم قال والله لرسول الله أثر بقضاء حاجة المؤمن. According to this tradition, the Holy Imam swears by God, saying that by God, the Holy Prophet becomes very much happy when you meet the necessity of your brother, when you help your brother. And the Holy Prophet becomes happier than the person whom you have helped. The person whom you help becomes, of course, very much happy when you help him. When you solve his problem, he becomes very happy. But the Holy Prophet becomes happier than that person. The happiness of the Holy Prophet is more than the happiness of the person whose problem is solved. So you see that how much important it is to be benevolent, how much important it is to be helpful towards others. Because if you are helpful towards others, it will please the Holy Prophet. And if you are able to please the Holy Prophet, you will be able to please God. Because pleasing the Holy Prophet is tantamount to pleasing God. And there is no difference between pleasing the Holy Prophet and pleasing God. Because our Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, when the Holy Prophet says anything, he does not say anything on his own. Whatever the Holy Prophet says, it is directly or indirectly the message of God. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْحَوَىٰ. The Holy Prophet did not say and does not say anything on his own. Whatever he says, whatever advices he gives, the echo and they reflect the words of God. So therefore, if you are able to please the Holy Prophet, if you succeed in pleasing the Holy Prophet, make sure that you are able and that you have succeeded in pleasing God the Almighty. So it is the second advantage of being a benevolent person. Another advantage of this social deed is that if you are benevolent, if you are helpful, being benevolent and being helpful is better, is far better than performing many hajjs. Of course, it is very much important to perform hajj, and it is also very costly to perform hajj. Nowadays, it is very costly to go to Saudi Arabia and to perform Hajj. And you have to spend a lot of money in order to be able to perform Hajj. But the tradition tells us that if you are benevolent, if you are helpful to your, towards your neighbors, towards your brothers, it is far better than performing a Hajj. In many Hajjis, look at this tradition. لقضاء حاجة امرئ مؤمن أحب إلى الله من 20 حجة. The tradition tells us that helping your brother who is a believer, helping your brother is more lovable and it is more preferable for God than performing 20 hajjis. One hajj is very much difficult. What about 20 hajjis? كل حجة ينفق فيها صاحبها 100,000. If the cost of that hajj is as much as 100,000 dirham or dinar. So you see, it is very much important to perform Hajj, and it is very much costly to perform Hajj. But doing a simple favor towards your friends, towards your brothers, towards your neighbors, it is far better than doing 20 Hajjis. It shows the importance of being benevolent from the viewpoint of Islamic ethics. According to Islamic ethics, according to Islamic morality, it is very much important to be helpful towards others. And let me cite a verse from the Holy Quran. And there is a verse in the Holy Quran that tells us that benevolence is a sign of piety. Everything has its own signs. If a person falls ill, his temperature goes up, and his face turns pale and the likes. Similarly, if a person is happy, happiness has its own signs. If a person is sad, it also has its own signs. Similarly, if you claim that you are a pious person, if you claim that you observe piety, then piety has also got its own signs. According to the verse which I'm going to recite, benevolence is one of the signs of piousness. If you are a benevolent person, it shows that you are a pious person. Islamic piety is not a negative phenomenon. Somebody might say that if you keep aloof from people, if you get isolated and find a corner and begin worshipping God, doing nothing, that is piety. No, that is not piety from the Islamic point of view. Islamic piety is a very active piety. If you are pious from the Islamic point of view, you need to be an activist. You need to follow activism. And you need to be active in your life. You have to do many duties, and you have to carry out many obligations in order to prove that you are a pious person. So being pious or piety is not a negative quality. It is quite an affirmative and a positive quality. And you need to do some things in order to prove that you are a pious person. Look at this verse. The holy verse tells us, لَيْسَ الْبِرُ أَن تُوَلُّوا أُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. God the Almighty says, it is not righteousness to turn your face to the east and to the west. You see, in previous time when people were worshipping God, they were turning their face either towards the west or towards the east. And when Qibla was changed, and there was dispute, there was discussion among Muslims why this was done. But God says, Laysa al-bir, it is not righteousness to turn your face towards the east or towards the west. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. It is righteousness that a person believes in God. If a person believes in God, it is the example of righteousness. If a person believes in God, and if a person believes in the hereafter, in the existence of angels, in the existence of the book, in the existence of the prophets, if a person believes in these items, he is a good person. He is a person who is righteous. وَأَتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى هُبِّهِ. A person who gives away his wealth, who gives away his wealth despite loving it. Everybody might like his wealth. If you are a wealthy person, you might like your wealth. And if you spend your wealth for the sake of God despite loving it, then you are a righteous person. You are a pious person from the Islamic perspective. It is not important to spend your wealth. Of course, it is also important, but in addition to this, it is important where do you spend your money. This is very much important. You should spend your money, but you should also know where to spend your money, whom you should give your money. You should find the ones who deserve to be given the money. God tells us whom we should give our money. He says, Zawil Qurba, those who spend their wealth and those who give away their wealth to their nearest and dearest, to their relatives, they are good people. To the orphans, to those who are in need, to the wayfarers, and to the beggars, and for those who are slaves, for the freedom of those who are slaves. If you spend your money in these cases, you will be a good person. Again, God says, وأقام الصلاة. This is not enough. A person who is good, a person who is pious, he must establish prayer. وأتى الزكاة. And he must pay the poor rate. والموفون بعهدهم. He must keep the promises. It is also one of the most important principles of Islam to keep the promise. Whenever you make a promise with anyone, with a believer or an unbeliever, try to keep your promise. Don't break your promise. Breaking the promise is not good from the viewpoint of Islam. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالزَّرَّاءِ. And those who are patient in distress and misfortunes at the time of conflict and at the time of difficulty, such people are the people who are true. Such people are the people who are pious. Look, this verse introduced to us who are pious and who are true persons, who are truthful persons. A truthful person is a person who enjoys having all these qualities. If a person lacks having any one of these qualities, he must not claim, and he cannot claim that he is a righteous person, that he is a truthful person, and that he is a pious person. So this is enough for this discussion. Inshallah, in our next session, we will touch some more new issues in this connection. Thank you very much.